April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Birds Radio, presented by the new Bet Parks app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook, and we are coming to you from the beautiful sportsbook at Parks Casino. TV's on, comfy chairs, about to watch Carson Wentz play his first football game in a Washington Commanders uniform while we bring you the show. And Elliot Shore Parks last night. And you said on the air yesterday you only get 20 guaranteed ones a year. Actually, 20 because it's 17 games. 20 a year. We got one of them last night. We watched Eagles play some football last night.
Yeah, and it was exciting. I mean, look, we're going to get into obviously all the nitty-gritties of the game, who helped themselves, who didn't. Of course, we're going to talk Jalen. But I think my main takeaway from last night was it really couldn't have gone better for the Eagles. I know they ultimately lost the game, but let's be honest, the score really doesn't matter.
Could you care less?
Yeah, exactly. But just for the time when the starters were in, the time where the Eagles were seeing guys that were actually going to contribute this year, I don't know if there was a single player where I was, stocked down on that guy. Like, look, we'll talk about maybe who hurt or helped themselves, but I don't think anybody was really bad. And, of course, the main story is, do the Eagles, are they ever going to run the ball again? Are they a passing attack now? Are they a team that's just going to throw their way? And if they are, I'm all in on them. I'm back on the 13 wins if they're going to throw it like last night. But, man, for Jalen to go 6-for-6, for him to distribute the ball the way he did, to have two completions over 20 yards, one on the move and then one from the pocket, you couldn't have asked for anything more. It was the exact – if you could have scripted the six plays for the Eagles, besides the hit, and we'll talk about that, but that's exactly how you would have scripted it. So I think the Eagles should have felt – thrilled about what they saw last night.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't. Again, it was only one drive, obviously, and that caveat's out there, and we're going to get into all the, how much do you buy into what you saw last night? How much does it change what you feel about this team, if at all? But regardless of the effects of it after, in the moment, as you said, there's nothing you could have wanted to see more. They came out and they threw the ball down the field with ease.
Six for six.
Hurts looks so comfortable out there, so confident running the offense. Guys were wide open. The obviously a ton of focus on AJ Brown. We're all like, oh, they're gonna throw it to AJ, and they threw it to the open guy, and Hurts did a nice job of finding the open guy, just kind of deciphering who was there and who was open.
I guess Goddard had two catches, but outside of that, Miles Sanders had one, Quez had one, Goddard had two, so he really did distribute it.
He did everything everyone wanted to see, and again, it's one drive, and it's against a bad Jets team, and it's a preseason game and all that, but if we're going to talk about the practices and kind of critique every throw and everything, then we got to give him credit when in a quote-unquote game situation where, hey, the Jets were trying, they almost knocked Hurts out, they were trying so hard, right?
If there's anything we can say for sure last night, it's that the Jets were trying on defense.
The Jets were trying on defense, and you literally could not have asked for more. So let's dive into it. We'll get into, like you said, the nitty-gritty. We'll get into some guys who really stood out outside of Hurts and whatnot. But in terms of what you saw from the offense, and what does it mean for you? Because, again, I think if people have been listening to the show, the pods we've been doing, shockingly, I've been a little more positive than you have been. Maybe not down there seeing it every day in practice and all that, but you have been a little more concerned, let's say, about Hurts, about what you've seen. What did you think of last night, and what did it do for you moving forward?
Yeah, so like I started with, I think if you were going to script six plays from Jalen, that's what you would want to see, right? Now, here's the caveats I'll throw out there that maybe don't have me jumping all the way back into where you're at, right? If Jalen's going to look good in an environment, it's going to be one where the team is not game planning, right? Like, my big concern for the offense this year is off of what happened last year where they ran the ball so much. Then you saw in the Tampa Bay game where they game planned and it was a disaster. Like, the defense really kind of came in prepared to shut down the running game and they had no counterpunch. That's my concern for this year. So last night, yes, the Jets were absolutely trying. And I 100% agree with you. Where if we're going to micro-analyze every throw in training camp, I'm certainly down to micro-analyze all the camps in the game. Like, don't get me wrong. But he was going against a defense that wasn't game planning. And for me, that's a concern this year. It's when a team comes out and says, okay, we're going to game plan to stop the run, or we're going to force Jalen, to go to the side he doesn't like to throw to. Then what can he do? So those would be my caveats for last night. But it would be hypocritical of me if I talk on this station a lot about how Jalen, I don't think, has looked good in camp and how the passing game has been a problem, for me to come on here and say, of course, watching them last night, I felt better about the team. Like, of course I did. How could you not? He was 6-for-6. They went right down the field. So I'm not sitting here and saying I'm actually at like 11 or 12 wins. I'm probably still a little bit where I was before, which is I'm like right teetering on that 9.5. We're here at Parks Casino. People are here are talking about whether you should bet the Eagles over or under. You'd asked me before the game, I probably maybe would have leaned under. Now maybe I'm leaning over. But, I don't think it changed my opinion a ton, but it certainly was a positive to see.
Yeah, it didn't change my opinion a ton, but that's because I'm already in the 11 to 12 range.
Right.
I already think they're going to be a good team, and it only showed me what I was expecting to see. Even on the midday show yesterday, you're in for John Ritchie. Joe, at the end of the show, says, all right, predict what's going to happen. And what did I say? I said, Jalen's going to have one great drive. They're going to take him out of the game, and we're going to feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like, this
Seltzer Domus
what
over
I
here.
Expected. Yeah. And it was, but again, it was even smoother than I expected to see.
Yeah.
The offense looked even better. And again, like, that was kind of the point I was making with Jalen, too, is he's one of these guys where, and I hate, it does seem like an excuse or whatever, but he is someone whose natural abilities just translate better to going full speed and going full out than necessarily in practice. It's just the type of player he is. He's always going to look better in a game situation than he is in practice.
I don't completely disagree with you on that, but I actually thought last night maybe was an example of that, because I know he had the one run where he got hit, and then he had the play where
the
you
throw sprint. On the run, yeah,
yeah, the throw
the
on the run, but he could do that in camp. That that's not something he couldn't do in camp. I thought just the fact that he was decisive from the pocket on where he wanted to go, and then to your point, like when he did scramble out, the throw to Quez, great catch by Quez, by the way, as well, to get both of his feet in. But I thought that was a very nice throw. The throw to Goddard's wide open, but he does hit him from the pocket right where you
in stride,
right, yeah. And he's able to take it in. So yeah, I mean. Again, the only negatives I can say for Jalen last night would be they weren't game planning for him. But that's not a Jalen problem, right? That's not like Jalen's fault they weren't game planning. Last night, Jalen, and we've talked about this too, like there's not many players in the NFL with more pressure on them than Jalen.
I would argue maybe none.
Maybe none, right?
When you take everything into
account, certainly in the top 10.
Expectations of the team, the contract situation, the future, all that stuff. Yeah, he's. I would say I can't think of one more. Maybe there is, but he's certainly in the top five of
exactly.
most pressure.
Look, the other one might be the one we're about to watch up here, Carson
true, but at least
Wentz.
That guy's gotten paid already,
yes,
which
Jalen is not. So last night was a pressure situation for Jalen, because if he comes out last night and he struggles, we're painting it as a big deal for sure. And I shouldn't say paint. It would be a big deal to me. Like, if last night he came out and he was 1-for-4 and the offense looked bad, it would back up what I had seen in camp, and I would say this is why I'm concerned. So I absolutely believe he deserves credit for coming out and going 6-for-6 last night. And also, if you're an Eagles fan, like, I think you should be excited about what you saw. Like, Eagles fans haven't seen training camp practices. So for them to come out, for the Eagles offense to come out and look like that passing the ball, and that's what I really like too. is that we know the strength of this team right now, or at least we think, is running the ball, right? We saw that last year. We know what Jalen can do as a runner. He's a dynamic runner.
The pass, offensive
all
line.
All that, right? Yeah. So for them to come out and pass it, I thought was also a somewhat of an admission of like, okay, let's get working on what we need to get working. And leading up to the game, I wouldn't have played the starters. And look, like, they got a little lucky, Jalen.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Especially looking at Zach Wilson on the other side, too.
Yes.
Like, they, yeah,
they dodged it, they dodged a bullet last night. But if you're going to take that risk, you better make it worthwhile. And so for them to come out and practice the passing game to get Jalen attempting, you know, six passes – that makes it worth it. And again, they dodged a bullet. We can talk about the hit now if you want. But, like, it worked out for them last night. And I think that's, like I said, my main takeaway is in a season where I really think it's important for them to get off to a good start. I really think it's important for them to get, like, the good vibes going. Last night they got the good vibes going.
We always talk in sports, especially in football, about confidence and how important it is to go out and believe you're going to beat the guy in front of you, believe you're the best player on that field, all that stuff. And last night, the offense, it is a kind of thing that can help carry forward. Like, you should feel confident after a performance like that. And Jalen looked confident. Jalen looked calm, cool, composed out there. He didn't look like he was hurrying things. He didn't look like he was breaking the pocket too early. Everything you saw from Jalen last night was impressive, and it was what you want to see. Now, again, we know it was one drive. It was six passes, but still, it's all we've got. It's all we, the general public, have seen outside of that open practice. It's all we've seen, and again, more game action, so a more, you know, theoretically real representation of what you're going to see. So I think you have to be emboldened by what you saw last night. Let's get to the hit. We'll come to the phones in a sec. 215-592-9494. Even though it was only, you know, essentially one drive, and we'll talk about other players and things throughout the game and all that. But,
yeah, I want to talk about the defense, too, for sure.
But did last night change your opinion of this team at all? I know it's just one preseason game, but it's the first time we've gotten to see them in action. Do you feel differently last night after what you saw? All right, coming to the phones in a minute. Let's get to the hit.
Yes.
What were your thoughts? I mean, obviously, I think, you know, very clear. We can all flat out agree. You know, your football players, it's the preseason. It's a fraternity. Like, completely out of line for that guy to do that. If I'm Robert Saleh, bench that dude. Like, that is not okay to do. It was very clearly a late hit, very clearly led with the helmet going out of bounds. Like, this is a preseason game, especially with the starters on the field. Sometimes you'll see that with, like, a fourth stringer trying to make the team, being overzealous or whatever. Like, this was completely and totally out of line. But again, to your point, Eagles get lucky. Hurts doesn't get hurt. A scary situation. What were your thoughts about the whole thing?
Yeah, I thought Robert Saleh actually described it perfectly. Like, it was egregiously awful. It was egregiously awful. And it's sometimes, I think, in the NFL, we can do this where a late hit, if you slow it down really, you know, take it frame by frame, that's not how the game's played, right? That wasn't the case last night. Like, watching that live, the second Jalen got hit, the reaction from everyone, at least in the press box, and I'm sure everyone in the stands watching
at home, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, ooh, like, that was not
like,
good.
I was like, no, what? I was like, freaking out. Everyone was like, be quiet, Zoe. Like, I was like, I got mad.
It was a absolutely late hit. Like, now, Jalen stepping out of bounds, and not only just that, it's helmet to helmet. Mm. And you see Sirianni, the way he flipped out about it, and we'll get to that in a second. But what I thought, I don't even know if interesting is the right word, I'm just surprised there's this, like, vocal minority out there, including A.J. Brown, that was kind of like, Jalen should have gone down.
I couldn't believe it.
And Jalen,
what?
Look,
he's running out of bounds.
And A.J. said, like, you know, late hit, all those things. But I was surprised it's even a discussion.
Me too.
Like, he's running out of bounds. The defender that was closest to him had essentially given up on the play. And this guy comes out of, like, nowhere. Like, he's 5 or 6 yards from Jalen when Jalen is clearly giving up. Like, if you really, really want to nitpick, maybe he should have slid earlier. Like, if you really want to be critical of
him. But it's a preseason game. I don't think he ever thought someone would do that in a preseason game.
But I don't even think it's about being a preseason
game. On top
of it,
though.
I think even in a regular game, I think it was very clear he had given himself up.
He was like 2-3 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, so I thought it was definitely a late hit for sure. Clearly, Jalen gets right back up. I mean, sometimes, you know, knock on wood, sometimes with concussions, who knows? Hopefully he wakes up today and feels good. But the fact that he took that hit and got up like that was crazy. Like, when he got hit, I was, again, I turned, you know, Ike Reeks was in the box with me. And we were both just like, wow, like, what a hit. So they really, they got lucky with that. And I will say this about Jalen. Like, last night, clearly he took the hit, so it was an example of him avoiding contact. But for as much as he runs the ball and for as much as he's like at the end of these plays where he has the ball, he really doesn't take big hits very often.
And he protects himself.
I think he deserves a benefit of the doubt where like he felt he had given up. I think if Jalen felt there was even a chance he needed to slide, he would have slid.
Yeah, it's a little Russell Wilson-ish in that, in the ability to kind of just give his body up, know when he's beat, know when to go down and all that. I'm with you. And I, too, give him the benefit of the doubt with that as well.
Yeah, but the other thing from that I think is one of the main takeaways from the game, too, is, like, Sirianni's reaction to that was so noteworthy.
And Mailata, the whole team, really. Like, that felt, you know me, I'm a vibes dude.
Right.
It's what I always talk about with 2017. We won the Super Bowl, I think, in a large part because of the vibes and the chemistry and the culture that team had. Like, this stuff matters. And last night felt a little galvanizing for those guys.
I mean, if you remember, I don't actually remember what year it is now. I think it was 2013, maybe 2014. But Nick Foles gets absolutely blasted.
That's the bodyguard
right?
game. Yeah. That's how he became the bodyguard.
Jason Peters runs up to his protection. You saw that last night. But, like, I've covered a lot of NFL games. I've seen a lot of head coaches mad. Never once did I think there was a non-0% chance that a head coach would run to the other sideline. Like, I'm not kidding. I think if they would have hit Jalen again, like, there is a non-0% chance Sirianni would have, like, I don't know if he would have gotten there, but he would have started to go out.
And
I'm saying this as a compliment to him. Like, I think that he handled that exactly how you want your head coach to handle that in that moment. You want to show your players you're as furious as they are. You want to show your quarterback how upset you are. And I actually think when you talk about head coach quarterback relationships and how important it is to be on the same page, Jalen and Nick actually complement each other really well. When you consider, like, Sirianni's reaction was, like, pure anger. He's yelling at Saleh. He's cursing. Like, people are calming him down.
And
Jalen's up.
Like, cool.
He thrusts himself off. After the game, he's like, he's asked 12 questions about it. And he's literally was like, I got hit. They threw the flag. We moved on.
Yep.
And I think that their personalities, they have so much in common. But that part of them is so different. And I think it really helps because you do have to have one person that's a little, like, I don't want to say off edge because that's
you need a little fire.
You need some emotion, right? And I think that Jalen's certainly competitive, but Jalen is much more like steady.
It's like
hand.
You and me, you're the steady hand.
Exactly.
I'm the fire. That's what we do here.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. But no. So I thought it was like awesome to see that. And then Jalen said after the game, like, the reaction from Sirianni, like, that's what Sirianni built here. Like, people care about each other, and sometimes that can be lip service. Sometimes I think that gets overblown, but just being around the team, man, like, they really, really like Jalen, and they really like each other. Like, I don't
think that matters, man.
Yeah,
I think we're seeing it with the Phillies right now too. I think chemistry matters in sports.
Yeah.
I think it particularly matters in football. So that's the kind of stuff I want to see. All right, to the phones in one sec. Quickly, you said you wanted to say something about the D, and we'll get into specific players too. We're obviously talking about Jay and all that, but if you want to call in talking about a specific player who stood out to you, good, bad, whatever, 215-592-9494 to the phones in one sec. Quickly, what were your thoughts on the defense last night?
Well, my first thought about the defense was, like, man, they are just so good at dominating bad quarterbacks.
Like, you know, it's like, it's what they do.
Yeah, I'm happy Zach Wilson, didn't suffer a major injury, and it's unfortunate he got hurt. But, man, he is bad. Like I would take Jalen Hurts 10 out of 10 times over Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson is actually, I've always thought they're good comparisons to each other because Zach Wilson has everything, like, nothing but the arm, and Jalen has literally everything but, like, the flick of the wrist arm. But so for the defense to come out last night, Kaiser White to jump out the way he did. I mean, I said on the postgame show last night, but, like, how long has it been since we talked about an Eagles game and we're talking about the linebackers early on in a positive way?
Kobe,
like, it's almost
great
always,
played, all that.
Kobe looked great, yeah. And I want to talk about Jordan Davis in a longer segment, so maybe I'll hold that. But, like, man, Jordan Davis was awesome last night.
It's one of those things where for most Eagles fans, we kept hearing from Cam. We saw him at Georgia and all that, but we kept hearing from camp, just wait till you see this dude on the field. Wait till you see how big he is. Wait till you see how strong he is. And then, obviously, we had the open practice, and that clip went viral and all that. But then you see it last night, and you see him taking on, like, 2-3 guys at a time in a preseason game, and you're like, whoa, dude. Like, this guy could be a real game-changing type player for this team.
I was saying at the beginning how with the one caveat for the offense and Jalen could be that they didn't game plan. The Jets didn't game plan either. They were double-teaming Jordan Davis last night. Like, they had to. Otherwise, he was going to just
wreak
get
havoc.
Into the backfield. Yeah. So, literally every time I see Jordan Davis, I think to myself, I can't believe I ever questioned this pick.
Thank you. I never did.
He still has to prove it, but that's my, like, I'm just like, how? Like, Elliot, you know more than to question that pick. And every time I see him, I'm like, what a no-brainer it was.
Love it. All right, 215-592-9494. First and foremost, did last night change your opinion of this team at all? Was it just preseason? I get it. It's just one game. But did it change the way you feel about this team, seeing the offense and Hurts in particular look so good? And, again, if there are any players or things you want to shout out, we are happy to take those calls as well. We'll get into that as the show rolls on as well. 215-592-9494. It started out where we do every single Saturday at this time. Let's go to Abington and talk to our buddy Tom. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm good. So how about that performance by Jalen Bradford last night, huh?
Brother. I guess we know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Well, I just keep hearing how everybody's pleasantly surprised. My question is, pleasantly surprised at what? Because what I saw last night, I mean, I saw things I already knew about Jalen Hurts. I saw the same guy from last year. Like, I know he can run. I've seen him make the throws he made last night. I know that he could go through one, maybe two reads, and then take off running. I know that he runs to the right, because when he runs to the left, he can't throw effectively. That's exactly what I saw last night. So you tell me, guys, why is everybody pleasantly surprised?
Well, Tom, you went 6 for 6 for 80 yards and a touchdown. Like, at 2 touchdowns. One got called back, then he got it back. Like, I understand your point that you want to see him do some other things and whatnot, but he took what the defense gave him and was literally perfect in the game. I don't know how you
can... Also,
look, you could say it's just one you could say it's just one preseason game. That's fine, but you can't look at last night and say last night wasn't impressive in and of itself.
Well, and also, Tom, let's be honest. If we would have talked to you yesterday, would you have predicted 6 for 6, a perfect pass rating and a touchdown?
Well, no, of course.
Okay,
I
well then,
I
think you. But then I think you have to. But,
okay, so let me give you an example. Okay, so the hit, the dirty ass hit, and that was a cheap ass hit, and that dude ought to be ashamed of himself.
But yeah, I agree.
What I will say is, he ran out of bounds there, and that was third down, right? So it would have been 4th and 5 if that dude didn't take
it's an underrated point.
What I want to see is I want to see him hang in the pocket, maybe sidestep, you know, run around if he has to, go through his progressions and take a chance and throw it downfield somewhere. I didn't see that last night.
I understand that general point, but you also understand that if he doesn't need to do that, like if success happens, it not all quarterbacks are stand there and dissect the defense, and we want to see him do it more, but if Jalen Hurts can be successful moving around and throwing the ball better, like, who cares how he does it?
The thing, Tom, too, is I am on your side more so than maybe it seems. Like, I think the way for them to win long-term is for Jalen to be, through the passing game, picking apart defenses, right? So I agree. Uh-huh. But I also think, like, even I have to admit, like, there's never going to be a perfect time. And yet, like, you have to get it how you can get it. And if they're going to – how they were last night, 6 for 6, down the field, like – at a certain point, we're just nitpicking in terms of saying, like, we want the perfect drive, you know?
That's not where I'm going. I'm just saying it's preseason, so it is actually the perfect spot to try something outside your comfort zone.
Well, they threw it 6 times.
We all know
they didn't run the ball. They ran it once, Tom. Like,
I know, but you know what I'm saying. James, he could have, you know, take a chance, throw it down the field.
I get it, and Tommy, always a great call. Look, I get your point, and they did throw it down the field, but I think, look, when you've got one drive, you take what the defense gives you and you move the ball down the field, and he did it flawlessly. Like, I agree with the general idea. Like, I want to see him be able to stand there and dice it up and all that. Like, I want to, but I can't argue with what he did last night. He took what they gave him, and he moved the ball down the field.
Now, I think we can all agree, like, he deserves an A for last night.
100%.
Now, from under that umbrella, there are certainly things that you could point to. Like, I think Tom made a good point. I did think there were one or two plays where he had a clean pocket and maybe left it a little early, right? But again, like, I think that's nitpicking. Like, he needs to work on it, but ultimately last night was, without question, a positive for Jalen.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down on last night? Are you like Tom, where you're like, you know what? It did nothing for me. You know, it's just a preseason game. And I get there are people who just don't care about preseason, and I understand that. I'm not like
couldn't be me.
I'm not overrating preseason. I already thought this team was going to be good. But are you like Tom? Does last night just kind of do nothing for you, or did it change the way you look at this team? And again, any players you want to chime in on what you thought about last night, get our thoughts on it as well. 215-592-9494. 94-94. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful sportsbook at Parks Casino. And let me tell you about the Bet Parks app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. And it's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. The Bet Parks sportsbook app has you covered for football season. Nothing better than the Bet Parks app in football season. You can bet on pro football futures, bet on how many games the Birds are going to win this year. You can bet on whether they're going to make the playoffs. You can bet on who's going to lead the league in passing and rushing yards. You can bet on who's going to be the Pro Football League champion. Based on a $100 money line wager, Buffalo pays out $600, Tampa Bay $750, Green Bay $1,000, and the Birds pay out $3,000 if they win it all on a $100 money line wager. Bet Parks is also the official betting partner of the PGA Tour. You can do live in-game betting, which is a wild ride. Bet on the action as it happens. Join me, join Elliot, join Go Birds, and bet on all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users make their first bet risk-free up to $750. $50. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit, sportsbook, and casino, all in one amazing app. Look at that. Travis on the ones and twos. This is Steve Miller. I fly like an eagle. 215-592-9494. The Eagles did fly last night, certainly with the first teamers in, as the Eagles offense 6 for 6, 80 yards for Jalen Hurts. A touchdown. Let's dive into it. 215-592-9494 is Go Birds Radio, presented by the Bet Parks app. We are live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook, trying to get to as many calls as we can today to get the reaction of our people. I see many of our favorites.
All of our favorites. We already had Tom. Now we got them all lined up.
This makes me so happy. Let's just dive in again. Did what you saw last night change your opinion of this Eagles team moving forward? And also, particular players who stood out to you? 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to our buddy Justin Mosh. My screen's not working. If you could control it from the back there, and Breitmeyer will fix it here. But pop Justin up for us. Justin, hey, buddy.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine, beautiful Saturday?
What up, feller? Nice, how you doing?
Oh, look at you. Nice, smooth, smooth action there getting you on. No problem.
Hey, it happens, bud. It happens. I didn't get to watch the game until this morning. I had to record it from the NFL Network replay, but I got up at 8 and started watching it this morning.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with both lines. I think Howie has done a phenomenal job with the last two drafts. And Cam Jurgens is the guy that really stood out to me the most. I was like a what-the-heck guy when they drafted him. I'm not going to lie. I was like, you know, but we all know that Kelsey's kind of in and out every year. We're not sure what he's going to do. But I was really impressed with that kid last night. Now, I mean, he just, the body type and frame and everything, he just looks like Kelsey. And I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Kelsey, but I was super impressed with that kid. The way he was pulling, getting out on screens and everything.
Yeah. No, Justin, I completely agree with you. And it's funny, like, if you would have asked me a week ago who's one of the top three players they couldn't lose to injury, I would have said Jason Kelsey just because of how important he is. And, you know, he's an elite center now. And it's a, you know, maybe a classic Monday morning quarterback
reaction.
Now I'm kind of like, I mean, I don't know. Just like wait until he's perfectly healthy. Like Jurgens looked great out there. And I think what was impressive about Jurgens, and Sirianni touched on this last night, like he had the team, like for as many snaps as he played, there was not a lot of like bad penalties or the team didn't look sloppy.
No.
Like, and a big part of the center is obviously getting them lined up, calling out pre-snap reads and those type of things. And it seemed like, at least from the initial walkthrough or watch, it seemed like he did a really good job.
And again, to the points, kind of, and I think that's the most important thing about Kelsey we don't talk about is how freaking smart this guy is and how great he is at doing the
and how much it helps every quarterback.
Yeah, it's the quarterback, the line, everybody. So I think Jurgens learning from him will help. But to your guy's point, yours, Justin, like, just athletically, the way that, I mean, we don't normally watch a preseason game and say, wow, look at the center popping off the screen.
Yes.
Dude was popping off the screen, Justin. I'm with you.
He was, man. And, like, Elliot, like, he hit all my points at the beginning of the show. Like, when's the last time we could talk about linebackers and feeling good about linebackers? And not just the first team, but the second team, and even the third team. With, you know, Sean Bradley, he flashed a couple of times. You know, we know he's kind of been a special teams guy, but Davion Taylor looked pretty good. And then that one play where N'Kobe just blew up the blockers that tripped up the running back, you know.
Well, and I mean, also, Justin, you could see, and this was something we talked about when they drafted both guys, but Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean knowing each other, like you're seeing it matters, right?
Friendship wins, man.
Knows how to play off of Davis, knows what Davis is doing and can react quicker to that stuff. Like, I think all that stuff matters.
Well, what's crazy is, so obviously I've talked a lot since camp began, various shows and hits, and people ask about N'Kobe, which makes sense. And I've always kind of said, like, it isn't really that N'Kobe's playing poorly. It's that the starting linebackers have played so well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, T.J. Edwards didn't really flash last night, but he's had an outstanding camp. Kaiser White with the interception. You mentioned Davion Taylor. I think he's had a really good camp. Like, the Eagles all of a sudden, you know, we'll see, right? Because I think their track record at linebackers certainly deserves some skepticism. But their linebackers look like they could be actual difference makers.
Yeah, they really do, man. And, James, I sent you a message a minute ago. It was like a clip or a still shot somebody had.
The Jordan Davis thing?
Three guys on Jordan Davis.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's crazy. One thing real quick before I get off here. You guys know I listen to every pod and everything. I may not get to call in every week, but I had to tell this. James and I spoke by message this week. Elliot, please, for the love of God, stop talking about the movies, man. I love your take on action movies is like the number one worst take I've ever heard.
I mean, they're all the same, man. Like, we get it. The world's about to end, and someone has to save it. Like, it's the same every time.
You should just stop talking. Is my
Elliot. I love you. You know I do, man. And like I said, I've told y'all 100 times. One of these days, I'm getting up there, and we're all gonna have the biggest bro hug ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Movie takes, man, please.
You're the best, Justin.
Love it.
I'm gonna get out here. I love you boys. I mean, y'all keep doing your thing.
You too, buddy. You're the best, Justin. He is correct.
I mean, it was just
for
funny.
For those who don't know, Elliot does not like action movies.
Well, it was funny because we're on the pod. You're like, I have this great action movie to recommend.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't like action movies. All the plots are the same. It's all about the world ending. I'm like, so what's this great one you saw? And you're like, so the world's running out of water. And it's
No, that was a different one that I was talking about. But yes, that was Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
That isn't amazing. I was talking about Raid Redemption when I brought up, which is nothing like Mad Max Fury Road. So
horrible. The world isn't ending in Mad Max Fury Road. It's just a post-apocalyptic future.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
Thank
all
you.
The same to me, man. Yeah. It's all the same.
It's a bad take from
Elliot.
Sorry,
that's how
Park.
I feel.
215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling with our dudes, Chris in Ocean City. What up, Chris?
Yo, what's going on, James? What's up, Flipper? How we doing today,
Love
What
it.
Up, Chris? Good to hear from you.
So, I guess the real question is I just want to know which one of you likes fish more.
Well, obviously, that's me.
Well, I think it's going to say because I flip-flop.
Chris, this could work for you, Chris. Well done.
It's okay. They don't always work. All right, so time to hold some people account. All right, first off, it's unbelievable that this is the only fan base where you can have a quarterback go literally perfect with multiple explosive plays. And the first call of the day is talking about, you know, how he's still trash.
It's true.
Just shut up. All you do when you speak is just belie your own ignorance. And if you still want to go vote for that fraudulent dude down in Washington, by all means. Because as was stated this week, no one else wants him. So if you still do, by all means, tune into that.
Stated incredibly rudely as well.
What's crazy, Chris, is, and I've said this before, but, like, I think we sometimes pretend as if, like, if Jalen's great this year, the controversy is going to be over. Like, that's not the case in the city. Like, the quarterback is always going to be under a ton of scrutiny. He's always going to have to prove things. Carson was unbelievable in 2017. He lasted about a year and a half till he was like, oh, is he the guy or not, right? So you're right that, like, Jalen was literally perfect last night, and people are still questioning him. I think that's just the reality of being the quarterback for the Eagles.
And just a couple of other points. So I think we can put to bed this narrative that A.J. Brown is going to siphon targets off from everybody else. And, of course, this fan base, we pine for a number one receiver for over a decade, and then we finally get one, and it's, but the number two will be sad. Shut up. It's so stupid. And then other things, like he can't see the whole field. He utilized the entire field. Can't throw down the field. Had a great strike to Quez, great strike to Goddard. And what I loved most about Jalen is his clearly growing confidence, not only in his post-game presser, but also the way that he was dancing on the field and saying, be like, yo, man, like, I know who I am. You're just about to find out. And so I'm so excited for this team. I've increased my win total from between 10 and 11 to now a minimum 12. It's mainly because of this defense. Like, you guys know I told you, I didn't know what we were going to have in Bradbury and Davis and some of these linebackers. And early returns are great. So with the combination of our defense and how many ways we can hit you on the offense, minimum 12 wins, minimum NFC championship game.
Wow, Chris coming in hot today.
Chris is going to be
thanks for the call, buddy. That
it's
going to
be tough to pass. I think that's caller of the day.
That was
there's a lot
phenomenal.
Of great ones on the board. It's a high bar.
Well, yeah, it's been set, and we'll see if our people can reach it. I did love the constant shut.
Yeah, he was fired up today.
I get it. I like it. Now, is it maybe a little too early to crow? Maybe.
Although
like, one preseason game, we're not there yet, but I appreciate it.
I'll say this.
Energy. Give me more of that energy.
We're sitting here at Parks. They have all the beautiful TVs up, and they have the Washington Commanders game on. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Guess who's still playing?
Oh, yeah, buddy. And losing 10-0.
And losing 10-0, right.
You got to love it.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep
it. Put in a perspective, Jalen.
It's true. It's a good point. Let's keep it rolling. One of our greats. Let's go to Texas and talk to our buddy CJ. What up, CJ?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
What up, CJ? I feel like we haven't talked in a while. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. I've been kind of moving around. Now, it's funny because after listening to just three calls, I feel like we're in mid-season form.
I know.
Last caller was like way, like they played the hit that give me my son. That sounded like Wade's son right there because that dude was over the top.
Well, we got both sides of it, right? We got the beginning one side, we got the other side, we got a little in the middle. We're hitting all the boxes.
Just extreme versions of it, which always puts me back where I am, back in reality. Hey, I love what I saw, but I kind of expected what I saw because it was the Jets and it was the preseason.
Yeah.
He moved the ball. He ran around good. Hey, didn't change my expectations. I'm glad I saw what was put out there. That's all I'm going to say about Jalen because I'm not going to do the whole hot take.
I think that's kind of where I am at. Like, I was impressed in the way that he was 6-for-6. Couldn't have gone better. But I don't think it really, like, upped my win total last night because the Jets are horrendous and they were not game planning.
Yeah. But at the same time, I saw a couple of things of the type of work everybody knows Jalen is putting in, is going to put in. No matter who you feel he is as a quarterback, everyone says the same thing. He works hard and he's a great leader.
Yep.
So, which ties into our coach as far as the family feel type of organization we got, you can see it all on the field. And Jalen is perfect for that. If he keeps growing, we'll keep going. I've always been at around 10 to 12 wins this season. I'm still there. But I will say this. Looking at our rookies, I used to be an old school wrestling fan, and looking at Bam Bam Cam trucking people downfield, and D&D, which is Davis and freaking
Dean.
I can't even.
Dean and Davis.
D&D, yeah, we got freaking wrestlers. It looked great seeing it.
They did.
Now, if we could mess around and get a safety, a for sure safety, I think we'd be in the mix for years to come.
CJ.
Not even talking about quarterback, but far as what I saw on the offensive defensive line, I loved it. Hey, Howie, I tipped my cap to you far as what you did, far as bringing in, because I have been on his butt the last couple of years. He got this draft totally right. It was an A-plus draft.
Yeah,
I was loving
CJ's.
The draft at first, but to just see it is amazing.
CJ, I'm with you, and great call as always. Look, you know, Elliot knows any listeners of this podcast, this show, know that I've been yelling about for years about the lack of young blue chip players on this team. There's a chance. Like, I think Jordan Davis is going to be, like, if I had to predict, I think that's a blue chip player. There's a chance, like, Dean and Juergens, what we're seeing in the early returns, the type of guys, like, they could turn into that at least. So it really is, it's an exciting seeing those three guys really shine.
It feels like it's completely flipped. Like, they've gone from, like, an old team with no young talent to a team where you can make the argument most of their elite players are, like, 26 and younger.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's almost like Howie's good at his job.
I tried to tell you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Good thing they didn't fire him.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it going. What do you think of last night? Did it change your opinion of the team? And any players you want to chime in on, 215-592-9494. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. Go Birds Radio, presented by the all-new Bet Parks app.
Intro here.
You normally need to, like, get to the drop a little quicker, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to you guys during the break, and I forgot. This song's called The Eagles Will Rise Again by the Alan Parsons Project. I got a theme going here today.
Okay.
I think you're trying too hard with the theme, though. Josh. Let's be honest.
No. I'm gonna kill it next time.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of pressure on you because this was a real dud. This one.
It was a
real miss by you. If we're gonna be honest.
Speaking of trying too hard, the Washington Commanders still have Carson Wentz in the game in the second quarter, trying desperately to get him to end the drive with a touchdown. And that should really put into perspective anybody that feels like last night. And look, there were certainly things to nitpick. But clearly last night was a smashing success that it took the Eagles offense one drive to get Jalen in. And the Commanders are out maybe on their third or fourth drive at this point, and he's still in there. So
215-592, not ideal. Or ideal for us. 215-592-9494. We'll find out next break if Mosh redeems himself.
We will.
Or it could fall flat again.
Well,
you be the judge.
The Parks odds that,
there's, that's the only reason to stay tuned. Like, forget the Eagles talk. Find out if Mosh redeems himself. Let's do the Eagles talk, too. 215-592-9494. What were your takeaways from the game last night? Specific players, people you thought flashed, and again, more importantly, did it change your opinion of this team? Seeing how good the offense looked, seeing how strong the starters across the board looked, did it change your opinion on what this team can be this season? 215-592-9494. Back to the phones, to Vancouver, and to our buddy Tom. What up, Tommy?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What up, Tom? How you doing?
Now, I have you on speaker. If the sound's okay, I'd prefer to keep you on speaker if that's okay because of my situation. I'm actually in Maine. I'm at a rest stop.
Tom from America.
Okay,
today.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why in Maine?
I'm in Maine because our family has summered in Kennebunk for many decades.
Nice.
And it's our first time back since COVID.
How highfalutin of you, summering in Kennebunk?
Yeah.
Well,
so that's
the
highfalutin
is with my grandfather.
I feel like.
Yes. So what's on your mind, buddy?
So yesterday's game, obviously, it was very, very exciting. It was a reminder about how exciting football can be, at least for the first drive, and then, in my opinion, seeing the defense.
Yeah.
The defense looks awesome. The rookies look great. It seems like Howie's season is continuing, which
always
is super. The Sirianni, I thought he seemed legit. I liked the energy he was bringing. The play calling was seemed to be fine on both sides. The penalties, while there were some, there were a couple of bad calls too, penalty-wise, right? So that didn't worry me too much, especially with all of our talk about they're not getting enough practice time and all the rest of it. I thought the team looked like they were prepared and they were ready to play.
Yeah, and I think that's what you saw last year, week one in Atlanta. Like, I think this idea that because they're not practicing, 2 hours and they're only practicing an hour and a half, like, it's just silly to me that this is things gonna have like some big impact on the season. So yeah, I thought they came out last night. Yeah, again, I think it's a great point. For all this talk about, they're not practicing hard enough, it took them 6 plays to go right down the field and score a touchdown. Now, the Jets are bad, but I think last night was a sign that what Sirianni's doing is working.
So, now, I will say that Hurts, I thought he played really well, like you guys said. The part where I'm sort of siding a little bit with Tom from Abington is that I didn't feel he was challenged that much. And I'm wondering, in a preseason game, first preseason game against the Jets, they're probably not going to have a game plan designed to contain him. Would you agree with that, Elliot? Or do you think that's wrong?
Yeah, no. I think, like, last night was a positive. Last night he gets an A. But there's no question the fact that where we have to see Hurts succeed is when teams game plan to stop him and game plan to stop the run and see if he can counterpunch. And last night did not answer that question at all.
Yeah. So that's really what I'm waiting to see. Because that, I think, is going to be the key to the entire season.
Absolutely.
And on a last note, I know it's sort of funny to end on a kicker note, but I thought Tsipas actually looked decent.
Hopefully
he's over that baby phase.
Tom, great call. You ruined,
enjoy your
you,
time, by the way.
You ruined my Maine tease. I was going to tease heading into the next break, something I can't figure out about this team, and I was going to go the other way. Why is Tsipas still the punter? They revamped the entire team this offseason.
Yeah,
they make all these moves. They're like, all right, this team is ready to roll. And then you bring back the guy who stunk last year. And I know he had a couple nice ones last night, but he also had a couple crap ones last night.
A bad one.
He is not consistent. Like, yeah, he got it to the 15, I think, on that one. And then another was a short punt.
Had a bad bounce.
Why? Why would you go out and rebuild this roster and just not even think about changing the punter? Like, they didn't even bring guys in.
I think
it's so weird.
The answer is obvious. They're never going to punt the ball this year. So they don't
good
even
work.
Need a punter.
Well done.
You know,
I
they don't even need a punter.
For that one. That was good
no,
work.
But I do think they're probably, if I had to guess, they're monitoring punters on other rosters that are going to get cut.
Like
and
a Jake Elliott type of thing.
They'll swipe them out.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Because Tom ruined my tease. I was going to say, one thing about this team I can't figure out is why is he still here?
Yeah.
So it's a great, great point. Let's go to Middletown and talk to Tyrone. What up, T?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going?
What up, Tyrone? How you doing?
Hey, watching the game last night, it was interesting. I think it kind of played out the way I imagined it would. I have a question for you, Elliot, since you're at practice. Confirm the statement that I make. Since they're not having as much contact so far, they're gradually building up with the full contact practices. Do you think that they've been predominantly doing a lot of individual drills as far as quarterbacks, versus the receivers, versus safeties, cornerbacks, linemen versus offensive and defensive linemen, linebackers, et cetera? And will that sharpen their skills, which you saw evident last night in that they were pretty sharp?
Yeah. Yeah, so they definitely do a lot of individual work, but then also I think to what you were talking about, like one-on-ones, right? So like offense, defensive line, cornerback, wide receiver. They do a lot of that.
Yeah.
They do linebacker versus running backs, linebackers versus tight ends. So I would say in practice, if they practice an hour and a half, 80 to 85% of that time is spent in either 11-on-11s or one-on-ones. Like they do a lot of competitive drills in practice.
Yeah.
And I think your point about it is good. Like that's why everyone focuses on the hitting. The hitting's not the key part of practice. The key part of practice is competitive drills against somebody else, and they do a lot of that in practice.
Exactly, and I also felt that if you looked at the linebackers across the board and as well as the line, they were really sharp and they were crisp.
Yeah.
And the offense was the same. The receivers, if you look at the different levels of the pass patterns, it seemed like Jalen was almost at a buffet. He could take his pick. And almost selecting, and I couldn't see it, but did you see that he was checking down and hitting his secondary receivers?
Great call, Tyrone. Yeah, I mean, like, we didn't see, like, a ton of – it didn't take him that long to get the ball out, so I'm assuming he didn't have to go through too many progressions. But
I think there was the
Miles Sanders check down.
Yeah, I think they got Goddard over them. I don't know if it was a check down, but it was, you know, 5 or 6 yards over the middle, so it wasn't. But yeah, I thought that even though he had the two completions over 20 yards – at the top of my head, I mean, he was 6 for 6, so clearly there wasn't. But I didn't think he was risky with the ball at all.
Oh, at all.
Like,
he never
put it in danger's way.
And that's a hallmark
way.
Of Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that we feel like we can count on with Jalen Hurts is he's not going to put it in danger's way.
And we'll see if that is the case this year, because there's no question last year didn't have a ton of passing attempts comparatively to other quarterbacks.
Totally.
So this year, if there's 100 more. But I think one thing is he is a very smart football player with the ball.
Yeah, and we'll see to the whole processing thing and getting through his progressions and all that. No matter what happened last night, to the point Elliott's made multiple times, it's not just game planning for Hurts. They're also not disguising things.
Yeah,
they're not trying
100%.
To throw complex coverages at him and all that. So ultimately, we won't really know how far along Hurts is in that specific part of his development until it matters.
Yep.
But it was, you know, again, all you could ask for, you saw last night. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about what you saw last night? Does it change your opinion of this team and specific players that stood out to you? We've talked about Cam Jurgens, Jordan Davis, Nakobe Dean, a few others. Who stood out to you last night in addition? And in that vein, coming up next, I'm going to ask Elliot if there was any movement on position battles last night. We don't have that many on this team. A lot of the spots are set, but there are a few position battles, especially lower down the roster. I want to get Elliot's thoughts on whether anything became a little more clear last night, so to speak, and which way it'll go. It's Elliot, it's James. It's Go Birds Radio, and let me remind you about the Bet Parks app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. It's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. The Bet Parks Sportsbook app has you covered for football season. There's nothing better than the Bet Parks app. Bet Parks app during football season. You can bet on pro football futures, bet on how many games the Birds are going to win this year, whether they make the playoffs. You can bet on who's going to lead the league in passing and rushing yards. You can bet on who's going to be the Pro Football League champion based on a $100 money line wager. Buffalo pays out $600. Tampa Bay pays $750. Green Bay pays $1,000. And the Birds pay out $3,000 if they win it all on a $100 money line wager. Bet Parks is an official betting partner of the PGA Tour as well. Plus, live in-game betting lets you bet while the action happens. Join us and bet on all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Just download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit, sportsbook, and casino, all in one app.
My claws are sharp as ever.
Presented by Bet Parks, the all-new Bet Parks app. Something's live from the sportsbook at Parks Casino. The big question of the show was, Moshe Kravitz going to redeem himself when we came back from Radiohead's next song?
And?
The answer was no.
Wow.
Moshe, enough already.
I don't even know
Stop
what song
with this
that
Eagles
is.
Thing. No one knows these songs. You play songs people know. That is the point of this. Enough. All right?
It's what song
we
was
get.
That?
Some, I guess it has to do with Eagles, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it's called The Eagle by Waylon Jennings. I mean,
enough.
James,
enough.
I know you're such a big country fan.
We're done.
Does Moshe know more about music than James?
We're done. Enough. Okay? Good. No more Eagles songs. That is the decree of this show.
Oh, yeah. No, this was me admitting defeat that I wasn't going to be able to keep it up all show long.
I will take that. All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. In a sec, I'm going to get Elliot's thoughts on position battles from last night, if anything became more clear. Two quick shout-outs, though. And it is funny because neither of these two people will hear the shout-out. They will have no idea that they were shouted out.
The best kind of shout-out.
But I'm doing it anyway. First shout-out to the Washington fan, Commanders fan, who just came out over here, who is super pumped about
all
Carson
in on Carson.
Like, he was like, thank you for the quarterback. This guy's great. And I was like, hey, bro, like, you can have him.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you.
Jimmy was not.
Let me tell you.
It.
You're not. Well, I was just like, come back in 8 weeks, man, and tell me your thing. He's like, oh, he's going to be great. Get ready. Oh, bet on Washington to win the division. So shout out to that guy and his insane confidence in Carson Wentz. Let me tell you, we've been there. We've done it. Second shout out. And she will not hear because she never listens to the
show.
But happy 11th wedding anniversary to my wife, Emily. How about that?
You know what's sad? I forgot.
So
you told me this
yesterday.
Yeah. Very exciting, man.
Yes, 11 years.
Yeah.
So.
I'm
Mazel tov.
I'm at 5 weeks.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. So pretty much the same.
Mazel tov, Elliot.
Yes. Yeah. So shout out to my wife, Emily, who is absolutely not listening. All right.
And is absolutely the best.
Yeah. But like easily the best.
Yes.
Like the best.
Well, you know, look, I like Kristen. So let's not push it too hard. Yeah.
All right. Back to the phones in a second. Many of our favorites on the line. Excited to talk to people. But quickly, last night, there weren't a ton of position battles on this team. You know, kind of a few spots you can point to that we aren't 100% sure about. Did any of those spots, whether it's, you know, fifth wide receiver, whether it's the safeties, whether it's whatever, was there anything last night that you kind of were like, oh, I think I see a little more clarity on this specific battle?
So I guess the two would be, first, you mentioned fifth receiver. I'll start there. The front four are very much set. AJ, Devontae, Pascal, and Quez, in some order with the last two.
Pascal looked good last night when giving
Pascal.
He looked more athletic than I thought.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
I'm in on Pascal.
Yeah,
he runs way better than I thought.
He was faster than I thought he was.
Yeah. Now, I do think it's probably because he wears number 3. Which, like, has to help, right? Like,
how could it not?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So, but the fifth receiver spot, I think coming into the game, like, Rager definitely had it, but I thought Britton Covey was kind of like pushing him. It was getting to a point where I was like, oh, maybe Britton Covey will do it. Man, Britton Covey last night. Now, I will say there was a few times he was open, and I thought Reed Sinnett missed him, which is not Covey's fault, but clearly impacts his production. And then after the game, he told Ed Kratz, the Eagles beat reporter, that he suffered torn ligaments in his fingers. Oh. So that's obviously a bummer for Covey. But what I thought was interesting was Jalen Reagor came out of the locker room without his pads on in the start of the second half.
We were all expecting him to play all game.
That was the number one thing Joe DeCamera brought up. Uh-huh. He was like, what I want to see is Jalen Reagor in pads in the third quarter.
Fourth quarter. He said, I want to see him playing into the fourth quarter is what he said.
So I was very surprised by that. So I obviously the players that come out of the locker room without the pads on are the ones that are going to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could still trade Reagor for sure, but I think I was just surprised. Like, you don't want to see more from him. You don't want to get him more reps, like all those things. So I thought that was one surprise. Staying on the offensive side of the ball, Gardner Minshew played way better last night than he has in camp, and Reed Sinnett played way worse than he has. So I thought that
which was never a real – I know that, like, Sinnett got a couple second-team reps, but Gardner was always going to be the
Gardner was always going to be the backup. So I thought last night the Eagles, not only with Hurts, but probably felt good about what they saw from Gardner. And then Reed Sinnett didn't play well. Carson Strong, they're still not letting him throw the ball.
Yeah.
This is like
not great for Carson Strong.
When you're a quarterback and they're not letting you throw the ball, probably not a great sign for how they feel about you.
I would say that.
So quarterback, you know, that's kind of where I see things. cornerback, obviously we know it's going to be Slay, Bradbury, and Avante as the top three. But the top two outside spots I think are kind of interesting. There's a lot of different bodies there right now, a lot of undrafted guys, and you have Zach.
You mean the next two after
the next two after, yeah. The next two outside guys, yeah. So Zach McPherson, I think at this point, is the top backup at outside corner.
I mean, he was drafted in the fourth round last year. There's no way that guy's not making the roster.
No, he'll make the roster, and he'll get the first shot. I don't know how long his leash will be, but he'll...
And he looked fine last night, like he, you know.
And then Josh Jobe, the undrafted cornerback, was starting opposite him when they went to the second-team defense. So I thought that was noteworthy as well.
All right, interesting stuff. I want to get more into the defense, the starters, what Elliott thought. Obviously, the nice play by Kazir White, reading the eyes, Jordan Davis, we've talked about. I want to get into more of that. Nakobe.
I mean, yeah, look, your boy, I'm surprised you even wanted to talk about
him. He looked awesome. What did I say yesterday? I was like, I'm excited to see Nakobe Dean because he's a football player. When the game is on, that's when his skills can shine. The diagnosing, the recognizing what's happening, the getting to the ball quickly. Like, he showed all that stuff. He showed why people, what he was at Georgia. We saw, like, that type of guy last night.
And I thought that, like, for a team that I don't think he's had good tackling linebackers for a while. He's a very good tackling linebacker.
Very good, yeah. And his size does, you know, like, he's so small. He doesn't feel that small when he's playing a football game. Like, he's small. Don't get me wrong.
He looks small to me.
He looks small, but he doesn't play small, if that makes any sense.
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. So we'll get some more thoughts on the defense in a couple minutes. Your thoughts on what you saw last night, how much it changed your opinion of this team moving forward. Let's go to Florida and talk to our buddy Jacob. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, Jacob? How you doing?
So real quick, because I mainly want to talk about Jalen, but you guys touched on it at the beginning, and it's one of my least favorite things in sports discussion is the the late hit and how some people are like, oh, back in my day, I would have knocked his helmet off and then started beating him over the head with it. Like, no, you wouldn't have, dude. Like, stop.
No. Like, and also, you know what? Like, honestly, in all reality, especially in preseason games with all these guys doing the same thing for a living and stuff, like, we just know a lot more now than we used to then, and it matters. And, like, it's honestly, to the point before, what sells, it's egregious to take those type of things in a game that doesn't matter to put, like, that type of thing on the line. It's egregious.
Yeah, like, say Zach Wilson got the same injury, but it happened because one of our players went at his knee out of bounds, it would be the talk of the nation.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
But main thing with Hurts is, honestly, that's kind of what I expected to see, is for him to make a bad team look bad.
I would say looking good
in preseason isn't as much of a story as looking bad like Carson has.
Nice.
Specifically the Jets, you want to go out there, and it's a vanilla defense versus a vanilla offense, and in the modern NFL, the offense is going to be favored.
Yeah.
So you should go out there, and you should look like you can control a game.
Especially with the talent you have comparative to the Jets' talent, you're right. You should.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I agree that what we have to see with Jalen is when the defense is game planning, can he succeed, right? It's with all quarterbacks, that's what you need to see. But like, he did dominate last night. So, like, yes, you're right, Jacob, that, like, the offense had the advantage last night, but he took advantage. He took advantage of. He did exactly what
he
wanted. So I think that he definitely passed whatever bar test you want to call last night was. He definitely passed that.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to downplay it too much. I'm just not saying, like Chris was saying earlier, like, oh, 12 at the minimum, and we're going to the championship.
I think you make a really good point. The idea that, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. He did it well, but it would have been a much different situation if he were really bad, and that really would stand out. I get your point.
And yeah, they made it look easier than I even expected without even going to AJ Brown. His presence on that Dallas Goedert touchdown, he ran the post, two corners followed him, and Goddard was wide open.
I'll also say this, like, if you would have told me going into the game he was going to throw it six times, they weren't going to run it at all, I would have not predicted 6-6. Like, I'm being serious. Like, you know, you say, like, I think it was you that said this, James. Like, you know, we know Jalen can do that. Like,
no, it was Tom. He was just like, it was like, oh, we only know he can do this.
I don't know if we know Jalen can
consistency,
do that. You know, like, I don't know if we know Jalen can, if he has six wide open passes, if he can hit all six of them. And that's not a huge shot at him. I just meant, like, he said it himself. Consistency is what he needs to get better at. And so that was definitely a plus last night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't even the full offense, and they really did make it look super easy. So I do think it's a net positive.
Jacob, great call as always. And I agree. I think, you know, to Jacob's point, look, and that's why I've been saying 11, 12 wins this whole offseason. You know, I'm in on this team. I think they're going to be good. So last night didn't make me think 13, 14. Like, I'm right where I'm at. I saw what I wanted to see. But to Jacob's point, like, I don't think you should look at last night and go from 9 wins to 13 wins or 12 wins. You know, it's not like that kind of thing.
This is a bit off topic, but I would say, like, winning 12 games is really, really hard.
It is. Like, so slightly easier than it used to be.
But I would just put that out there for not just you, because you're not finally what you're going to pick, but people that are, like, at 12 wins, they can be a really good team. Jalen can improve, and they could not win 12 games.
All right, back to the phones in a sec. The defense. We've talked a little bit about Jordan Davis, a little bit about N'Kobe Dean, a touch about Kaiser White, but haven't really dove into really the whole performance. Obviously, can't take much away from Gannon. You know, he's not going to show anything. But in terms of, like, the players you saw, who flashed, you know, what stood out to you?
Yeah, so you're right. Gannon is not going to show a ton, especially in these preseason games. Even in training camp, he's not going to show a ton of what he wants to do. But you did see some multiple fronts last night. You saw them do a little bit of 3-4. You saw them do some 4-3. You saw some do a little bit of 5-2, if I'm not mistaken. And I also thought you saw them move Jordan Davis around. Like, he was at different places on the defensive line. He wasn't just playing that 3-4 traditional nose tackle role. And, you know, at the break, I kind of said to you, I want to talk about the defense. I should have been more honest. I just want to talk about Jordan Davis. I don't really have much more to say about the defense I think what Jordan Davis did last night is, like, such a good sign for what he's going to be. I think there were a couple things that stood out, but one to me that I think is probably the best, he really, really hustled. And the reason I think that's so important is because the whole thing you heard about in Georgia was, like, he's had weight issues, and he's such a big guy. You're what?
Effort.
Yeah, all those things, right? There were 2-3 times I saw him run easily 10 or 15 yards to the end of the play, and he didn't make the tackle. He didn't even get half a tackle, so it doesn't show up. But just seeing him do that is such a great sign for, I think, what he can be, because that shows, look, it's a first preseason game. He's excited. I get that. But it shows such, like, a level of commitment and, like, a wanting to be great when you hustle down to the end of the play. So I thought seeing that from him last night was a tremendous sign. And then, of course, just at the line of scrimmage, he's huge. Like, it sounds simple, and I want to put it more eloquently, but that's really the best way to say it. Like, one-on-one, nobody can stop him from pushing that pocket.
Yeah. First of all, he's so huge. Like you said, he's the biggest player on the team. Him and a lot of monsters. But on top of that, he's also – again, this is why I kept harping on that Josh Norris line coming into the draft and after they picked him. Like, he is potentially the greatest athlete in the history of the draft. When you take size and what he did in terms of his running, in terms of his cones, in terms of his agility, all that stuff. Like, potentially the greatest performance by an athlete in the history of the combine. Like, that's how freakish this guy is for his size to be able, you know, Joe brought it up on the show, and it's a great way to put it. He ran a 4.78 40. Jerry Rice went a 4.71 40.
Yeah.
This guy's what, 6'5", 360 or whatever. I mean, like, it's insane.
6'6", yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah. It is a human being should not be that big and that athletic. It shouldn't work like that.
So there's another player on the roster, and his name's like Rendell Wren, I think. He's a backup defensive tackle, former fourth round pick.
Not MC Wren.
No, not okay. Whoever that is. But so Wren, right? He's just as big as Jordan Davis. Like, there's been times I've been to practice where I'm like, we talk so much about how big Jordan Davis is. This guy's just as big. Yesterday they're running out of the tunnel, and they were kind of next to each other when they were running, and just like, it really made me appreciate how Jordan Davis is just different. Mm-hmm. Rendell Wren is just as big as Jordan Davis, just as heavy, just as tall, and like, it looked like me competing against an Olympic.
It's unbelievable.
Like, it's just the way he moves at his size. And what you saw last night wasn't a ton of like pass rushing moves or anything, but when he just puts his arms up and wants to push you back as an offensive lineman, there is nothing you can do about it.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up, because that's the other part of it too. We're just talking about the freakish athleticism, what we've already seen in practice, in games, the dominance, the physical strength, all the stuff the guy has. But a point you've made multiple times already, and we knew it coming in, everything we heard from him, the Maxwell Awards, but then once you got in the locker room with him, but then I think we see it again with this Cam Jurgens thing, with him coming out and being like, I hate this, like, for my teammate and all that. Like, this is an A-plus kid.
100%.
Like, outside of how athletic and great and the upside, all that, like, this is a wonderful person to have here, and to be to your point, you said a leader down the road and a spokesman, all that.
He's special.
Like, he's special on a lot of levels, and I think, again, to your point, I think if I had to bet, I bet that when in 5 years when they do the 2022 redraft, I bet he's a top five pick.
Oh, I 100% agree. He probably should have been a top five pick this year, already. Honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, we say this a lot about Jordan Mailata. You know, he's just, like, there's not a lot of Jordan Mailatas out there. Mm-hmm. Like, he's an incredible athlete, nice guy. Like,
personality.
He's, like, winning the Masked Singer, right? There's just not a lot of – like, I think Jordan Davis is in that category.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis
think
is, like –
about that. To have a guy on each line like that.
Yeah, that can be a leader.
Yeah, it's –
man.
Look at this. Howie.
I'm so happy you're seeing, you know, the greatness that is.
215-592-9494. Still about 40 minutes left in the show to get in and react to last night. Did it change your opinion about this team? And again, any player you want to bring up, if you have a question about Elliott, about guys, how they looked in practice versus the game, anything and everything, we will take it. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, go to Wisconsin and talk to our pal Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Glenn? How you doing?
Well, first I'd like to say that that late hit yesterday would have been a late hit like 10 years ago in the NFL compared to like late hits you get nowadays. So that was just ridiculous.
I mean, it was an egregiously awful hit. That's like the best way to put it.
I wanted to see what you thought. One of the defensive players I thought that played pretty well, I don't know if he'd be a stud, was Tate Gowan. I thought he played pretty well yesterday.
Well, he had, if I'm not mistaken, that was him at the end of the game that they were targeting in the end zone, and it looked like it was going to be a touchdown, and he ripped the ball away. So, yeah, I thought that the backup cornerbacks actually played a pretty good. Like I mentioned, Josh Jobe, I think he had a bunch of tackles, which is not always good for a cornerback. It normally means they're having success throwing it your way. But Tay Gowan is also different than the other cornerbacks in that I think he has, like, elite size and arm length for the position. So I'm very interested in see how he does the rest of the preseason game because I think he's going to get a ton of snaps.
I also think my biggest winner had to be James after watching N'Kobe Dean on there because the way he was playing off the block shooting from defensive lineman was exactly what he did in college as well.
My man. Glenn, I love that. I love anytime I can get a win.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they use N'Kobe week one. I'm still not there yet because I do think TJ has had a really good camp. Kaiser White's
going to play.
Kaiser White's going to play. And Davion, but I think what they'll do is they'll find packages to get Dean on the field, and they'll be in kind of what like last night, you know, running in behind Jordan Davis, those type of things. So I think they'll probably find a way. But going into last night, I thought there was maybe a chance like Dean was inactive week one, and there's still a lot of time. Now after last night and showing that, I think he probably dresses.
Well, even if he doesn't play this year, I think it showed that he has the potential to be a linebacker for the future, which is like the big thing the Eagles have needed for the past few years.
Yeah, I'm so with you, Glenn. And as always, great call. And especially as you've talked about with Jordan Davis and staying in shape, the same thing goes for N'Kobe Dean in terms of bulking up, in terms of getting more physical size and all that. Like, he's in a professional football locker room. He will get, you know, all the help he can in those departments.
Well, he just said something, too, like the Eagles need a linebacker of the future. I mean, TJ's young. Kaiser is young. Davion's young. Like, yes, chances are, if you include N'Kobe, not all four of them are going to pan out. That's just how it works in the NFL. But they're not exactly an aging linebacker core that's being pieced together by one-year veterans. Like, they are a young core that has potential.
215-592-9494. Two more segments to go for us. We will get to as many calls as we can. Get on the line now, 215-592-9494. We'll get to as many as we can before the end of the show. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And the all-new Bet Parks app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. And it's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. The Bet Parks Sportsbook app has you covered for football season. You can bet on pro football futures, bet on how many games the Birds are going to win this year, whether they make the playoffs. You can bet on who leads the league in passing and rushing yards, receiving yards. You can bet on who's going to be the Pro Football League champion based on a $100 money line wager. Buffalo pays out $600. Tampa Bay pays out $750. Green Bay $1,000. And our Birds pay out $3,000 if they win it all on a $100 money line wager bet. Bet Parks is also the official betting partner of the PGA Tour. You can do live in-game betting, which lets you bet on the action as it happens. Join me, join Elliot, and bet on all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded inside credit, sportsbook, and casino, all in one amazing app.
With another song I don't know.
I only heard a little bit of it, but I'm not sure.
Turn it up, Mouse. Turn it up. Know this?
I don't even want to guess because I don't want to embarrass my. I originally thought it was maybe Beastie Boys.
Hey!
So. Okay, that was right. Okay, all right.
Still not an impressive nailing of it, but
Elliot, I'm proud of you for knowing it.
Me too, man.
I mean,
me
I'm
too.
A music
it's sabotage. Like, my God.
I
one of the most famous
you,
music
why
videos
would I
of
hear
all
that
time.
Song? Like, tell me what walk of life would I hear that song?
It's ubiquitous. Everyone knows Sabotage.
Is it on a commercial? Like,
yes,
where else?
It's on commercials. It's been everywhere. It was like the most famous music, one of the most famous music videos ever. Like, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it was like on an iTunes commercial for one point. Like, it's been all that stuff.
The opening to it is like an iconic riff.
Iconic, yes. It is super iconic.
I'll tell you. My personal music preference, I probably can't name many iconic riffs.
Yeah, we know, buddy. Yeah. We know.
Look,
Elliot, you
summed up your music preference with, was it in a commercial?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's saying it's iconic.
It's exactly,
so,
Moshe. It's exactly right. It's like, oh, I might know it if it was in a commercial.
Hear a lot of Queen.
That's not how you should learn music.
Thank you, Moshe. Thank you. Yeah. You've totally redeemed
yourself. It's a good way to learn
and
the
hits. Totally redeemed yourself. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. Rob Ellis is coming up next, reacting to last night's game. If you want to get in with us, we do have a couple open lines. You can get in now, 215-592-9494 for now. Let's go back to the phones and go to South Philly and talk to our buddy Darren Yote.
What's up, brother? Elliot, shame on you. Shame on you, sir. And, Mark, I had faith on you. I thought maybe with one more song you could have pulled it back together. I didn't lose face, brother. Just know
that. Yeah,
appreciate
I did.
It, Darren. I appreciate
you,
it.
You did it, Moshe.
What about Fly
I did
Like
face.
An Eagle?
That was good. Yeah. But then he had, you know, two horrible ones after that.
And he had a scene going, bro, so I was going to let him be great. But anyway.
I'm sure this will bother a lot of people out there because I know a lot of people love it. But hard and fast rule on Go Birds Radio. No country music. I'm sorry. I hate it.
What about Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker?
I like Wagon Wheel, but it's not like country.
I kind of agree
like
with you, brother.
It's got like a touch of country. There's a little like twang.
More pop,
I can
maybe.
Do a little twang. I can do whatever, but like real deal country, I am so far out on it, and I'm sorry. I know people love it. I get it. I'm not a shot at you. Love your music. Everyone loves what they love. Cannot stand it.
Not your cup of tea.
On the show. Okay?
James, to be honest, I'm with you. I thought that maybe I could get away with it because Justin in Tennessee is such a big part of the show.
That.
But
and look, Waylon Jennings is cool. Like, you know, that's cool. But anyway, what's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, Ellie, this is like my call is mainly for you just because you are the insider to go to here.
Yes.
For the love of God, can you tell me who I don't – I think there's two number 47s, but the third and fourth quarter, I don't know who he is, but he needs to make this team just on pure – it. I couldn't – on defense, I could not – there was not a play.
Are you talking about Reed Blankenship, the safety?
He was in every – he found the ball every play. Like, I mean, I didn't watch the first, second quarter. I wanted to see the third and fourth. I was shocked to see that Rager wasn't in. I thought N'Kobe Dean would actually be in the third quarter just because, you know, I didn't feel like – I mean, I think he's a great player, but the way – with the linebackers four set up, I thought they would make it seem – but that dude, I mean, I swear, every play, I'm just like, who is this dude?
So,
why is he at the ball every play? Like, is
I
he
think you're talking about Reed Blankenship, and if you are, he's had a very good camp, backup safety, undrafted guy. So, yeah, I mean, I think
where
he's
had
a very
good
camp.
Where do you see him in the mix? Do you think he's on the 53 side or – on the bubble still?
He's definitely still on the bubble, but the good news is if there's any position where you have to make the team in this Eagles roster and you're on the bubble, safety is the one to be at because really, I mean, Marcus Epps is definitely going to make the team and play a ton of snaps. Anthony,
number 46. Calcaterra is 47, so he would not be playing defense. So 46 is playing a chip.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
right?
You're right. Good pull with Blankenship there. That was impressive.
Anthony Harris is probably going to make the team. I'd say he's like 80%. And then Kayvon's in there. But after that, like, Jaquaski Tartt has been a bit of a disappointment. Even Kayvon, I don't think, is guaranteed snaps. So it's definitely still a bubble guy. But a month ago, I would have said he's a long shot, and he's played his way into, like, the conversation.
And to the point about this game has not changed my stance on the season because I already had us going 14-3. So
Damn,
let's go, Bird.
Love it, D. What a call. 14-3. Can you imagine 14? Like, I think they're going to win 11, 12 games. I haven't gotten to my official. I honestly, like, I'm leaning 12, but we'll see what happens. But, like, 14 is, like,
I mean, let's
impressive.
Let's go down that road. Let's go down.
Okay, yeah, like play it out.
Let's
say
they win 14. They go 14-3.
Okay,
they are set up to be one of the next like dynasties.
Well, Michael Irvin, write it in here, pal.
Well, no, but like, let's be honest here. If they win 14 games,
we saw them win 14 and or 15, whatever they won the one year.
I don't think they got 13.
They
right?
were 13. Well,
they were set up until
they were
Carson
technically 13-2, and they didn't play the last game. Right. So it was like, but regardless, the point is they yeah he did, and then they weren't a dynasty. So don't like
well,
throw
of
around
course,
the dynasty
anything
word.
Can happen. The point I'm making more is if this group of players wins 14 games, they are so incredibly well set up for the future.
Yes,
like when you think about
very, look,
the
they'll be the one seed. They will be the one seed.
Yeah, they'll be the one seed.
They'll probably have the best record in the NFL.
Wait, with a quarterback that's you know it's like his third year, a head coach that's in his second year,
yeah.
all types of linemen that are young. Yeah. They'll be. That's what I was trying to say. But
I get it. No, it's a good point. Let's go to Germantown and talk to our buddy Robert. Hey, buddy.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What up, Robert? How you doing?
Excellent. Sorry, I'm just munching on a sandwich here from something
There's
called Handel's
nothing
homemade
wrong with
ice
that.
Cream.
Love a good sandwich, my friend.
Now on the radio, maybe a little something.
Yeah, it's
wrong
probably
with
better
that,
not
but,
to eat
yeah.
on the radio. But yeah. Robert, if it, I, yeah. I'll
Anyone
give you
can do
special
it,
yeah. dispensation.
Yeah, no, I'd bring you some, but I'm up in Royersford just for fun. And anyways, the football game that we watched yesterday, I loved our offensive line. I think Hurts is going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. I'd be longing for three players, guys. Hopefully we can improve in three areas. Punter, safety, and I want a stud running back. I want somebody that can just
You're not in on
get
Miles?
Those yards. Miles is not my kind of Marshawn Lynch-type running back. I mean, Miles is a, you know, kind of a more like a O.J. Simpson-type back. I want Jacobs. I want Lynch. I want some guy. Jerome the Bus from back in the day.
Yeah,
I want that kind
I don't
of guy
know if there's many of those type of running backs anymore. I mean, there's Derrick Henry, but, like, outside of that, I think a lot of the best backs in the league are ones – I mean, you look at Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. I don't think he fits that mold. I think a lot of the backs today, you also want to have catch it. Now, Miles, I think, still has to prove he can be a consistent option out of the backfield, but – And it, you know, it didn't show a lot last night. He didn't run the ball. He only caught the ball once. But, man, I'm telling you, he's had an outstanding training camp. Like, I know the whole thing about him getting reps with the second team was interesting. But at the end of the day, he's looked explosive. He looks fast. He looks strong. Like, I really think if he can stay healthy, he's set for a monster season.
I agree. But I still want one more back there in the you know.
You're greedy, Robert. You're greedy.
I am greedy. Well, if you're going to run the ball, you're going to run the ball a lot. And I
well,
think we still have
it.
Robert, I think what you're missing is they do have that elite running back there. His name's Jalen Hurts.
Mm. But also, they didn't throw it. They didn't run it a single time last night.
For what it's worth, Hurts' short yardage has been phenomenal.
Yeah, like, he's one of the best options
very,
in the
very
league.
Very good at getting like, a yard for you.
Fourth and two, fourth and one.
He is. And I'm feeling really great about the team. It was great to see football game. But quick question for you guys. I didn't watch the game, and I didn't listen. Who won the game last night? The Phillies beat the Mets in New York,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, the Phillies won. Yep, 2-1.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's hard
it
to
is.
Do in New York.
It is. I'm with you, Robert. And great call as always. Yeah, big one again tonight. So we got Nola versus DeGrom tonight. Your guy, Aaron Nola, on the Hilton.
Big game, Nola.
You love Aaron. Always have. Never have once demeaned him or
yeah,
criticized
I've always
him.
Been very clear. He's
Just
definitely
a believer.
An ace. Yeah. Not tonight. I was asking you this before the show, like, one of the biggest starts of his career?
It's up there. You know, it's he's had some there. September starts. That one against the Marlins where theoretically could have actually made the playoffs. Silly year, but he's probably had some bigger ones. But it's certainly, you know, one of the bigger starts he's had. It's going up against DeGrom in New York, winning last night, a chance to win the series is a big one.
So take 2 minutes on the Phillies.
Yes,
I know
please.
It's Go Birds Radio, but they've earned the time, right?
Yes.
They've earned the
yes.
time.
Yes, they're 14 games above 500.
Yeah,
it's
it was
insane.
Interesting in the press box last night. Obviously, everyone's paying attention and doing their job. But at the same time, everyone's like, oh, like, you know, Verling just threw him out. It's a 10th now.
Yeah,
like, and
no.
It's been a long time since the Phillies stole attention from the Eagles.
Dude, just in terms of, like, I noticed with my own thing, like, when I went to the Fish shows last weekend, normally when I go to, and it's usually around that time of year, I'll go to Fish concerts or some sort of concerts or whatever. The last
Mostly
few years,
Fish concerts.
Always Fish concerts.
Yeah.
But my wife and I have a weekend away or whatever it is. And normally I'm like, all right, I'm taking the weekend off from sports. Like, I'm really going to, like, I'll, like, find out what happened. I'll check the scores. But I'm not locked in. Like, I was, like, on my phone at the concert, like, checking Philly scores. Like, that's how locked in I was with this team. I never do that.
Well,
like,
it is Fish, to be fair.
Exactly. So, you know, see, that's just how impressive
no,
the Phillies have been.
No, 100%. And, like, I put out a poll yesterday, and there was a bit of, like, a rhetorical question in a way. But I said, what would you want more this weekend? First play of the game last night, touchdown A.J. Brown.
I couldn't believe this poll.
Phillies win 2 out of 3 versus the Mets.
And it was...
And, like, obviously one's more important, like, clearly.
It's not even close. Yes. I was like, 33% of people are morons.
Yeah, and the Eagles still got 35%, which
it's
is such an example of how this will always be in Eagles town, but, man, the Phillies, they are earning the distraction, if that makes
sense.
And
they should. And look, it's been a long... Long time.
Yeah.
We as Phillies fans are itching. We're like jonesing, whatever you want to say for it. So it's really cool to have it back. All right, let's go back to phones. Go to Glenside. Talk to our buddy Matt. Matthew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Real quick, just wanted to say I had a question about Kenny Gainwell.
Yes.
I know he didn't get to play last night, but, I mean, how is he looking in camp? I haven't heard much about that.
Uh-huh. Well, so he's missed the last few practices with an injury. He's looked good, I think. I mean, he looks like Miles Sanders is going to get the most touches from the running back position with the first-team offense. He's definitely going to get the most carries. But it wouldn't shock me if Kenny Gainwell got the most targets. They've really been throwing it to him a ton in practice, and he's looked good. So I definitely think, look, he's injured now, which is clearly not ideal. But his camp was going really well before then.
Gotcha. Also, Elliot, welcome to the Zach Pascal fan club. I'm really glad when
Thank
I said
you.
Months ago when he was signed that he was yes. going to have a better season than Quez Watkins. I'm really glad that you've come around.
Well, Matt, honestly, if you're in the fan club, I'm happy to be a part of
Look
it.
At this.
I should have known.
When's your two guys' first meeting? Do you have like a meeting set up? Or,
yeah, well, I guess probably
t-shirts?
Me, him, and Zach.
Yeah.
We gotta figure
it out. And the shirt
will
just say Zach runs faster than we thought.
TBD.
He does. He runs.
We
had this conversation on the pod. Elliot put out the tweet, and as you're referencing, Matt, earlier this week, I'm officially in on Zach Pascal. And I asked him on the pod, and he's like, hey, man, he's like, faster than I thought, and this and that. And when I watched him last night, I'm like, oh, wow, he's fat. You're right.
Yeah.
Faster than I thought.
So,
yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if he had more yards than Quez Watkins this year.
Quez
yeah,
did two last
said,
night.
I mean,
it's like
did,
they
yeah,
both look good.
He did, yeah.
Hey, but okay. I mean, he's just a hard-nosed guy. He grinds it out. He has a lot more touchdowns than Quez, that's for sure.
He's a shot. Well, he's been in the league longer, but also, you're right. The amount of touchdowns he has for his experience is surprising.
I'll say this, Matt. You ready? As a fellow fan club member, he's clearly the best number four receiver in the NFL.
I can't, dude. This is the thing. You keep throwing shade on him on Twitter, calling him a number four. I think he's our number three.
I don't think he is, but he could turn himself into. But I think as far as the coaches view it, I do think the way they've talked about Quez this offseason leads me to believe that they want Quez to be the three and to grab that three. But look, Matt, to your point and to what we all saw last night and what Elliot's been saying, like, there's just a chance Zach Pascal is better. It's certainly possible.
Yeah, I mean, for all of our sakes, let's just hope so. But
What's wrong with Quez? Why? What do you? It's like Quez. Like, actually, I think it'd be better if Quez is better because he's younger and he's
and you know you have him, Pascal.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean, I think Pascal's bigger.
Like,
I don't
want
know.
Both
just,
to be
like,
good, but like if honestly, if I had to. If you said to me only one of these guys can be great, I'd much rather be Quez than Zach.
And also,
no offense.
Quez brings something that no other receiver does, which is legitimate deep speed. To stretch the field.
Yeah, I mean, he let one sail through his hands last night, but it's preseason. We'll let it go.
Look at this, man. I love how in you are on Pascal to the detriment of
Quez.
So Pascal,
president of the fan club.
I love it.
And lastly, you know, just want to, you know, big shout out to my dad, who I said during the draft, who's the one guy you want? Doesn't matter when you pick him, Jordan Davis.
Wow.
Your dad, as usual, man, a great call. Your dad just always seems to nail it.
I feel like, you know how they say, like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Like, his dad's out here scouting, like, defensive linemen, top 15 picks, and Matt's out here like, yeah, man, I'm the Zach Pascal fan
club guy. I love it. It's such a good point.
Yeah.
I love how hard he went there, too. Like, we can root for both guys. Like, I want Quez and Zach to be good.
He was like, don't you dare call him the number four.
He's like, let's all pray that Zach is better than
Quez. Yes, exactly.
You don't need to because you're the fan club guy.
Yes.
All right, 215.
Well, if I'm going to be in the fan club, I'm going to be president,
Uh-oh.
Just throwing that out there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I don't think you're as into it, though. I mean,
I'm not in it.
That dude really loves Zach Pascal.
I'm president or I'm not in it. Matt can decide next week. Call it. Well, let's show, yeah.
215-592-9494. One more segment to go. We will get to you if you're on the line now, I promise. It's Elliot and James. We're coming right back. You push back a little bit, and then Moshe Kravitz crushes
it. I'm pretty sure I know this one.
Shut up, dude. What do you think it is?
No, I know it, but I don't want to say it, because if I get it wrong, you're going to embarrass me. I mean, it's like... I know this song. That's it. That's all that matters. I know the song. I've heard the song, and I know it.
Yes. It is one, like, among the most famous songs ever.
I know it. Exactly. Yes. I play it all the time. It was on my playlist growing up. Is that what you want to hear with these old songs? That I listen to these old songs?
I want you to know what Johnny B. Goode is, because you're a human being in America. That's what I want.
Yeah, yes. I know that was Johnny B. Goode.
Of course you did.
It's in my recent iTunes search history. Right.
See, enough. James, next time you should say something that sounds like the right name and just totally pull that the rug out from under him.
Be like, oh, yeah, it's this. And then he'll say, yeah, I knew. And then just be like, I was kidding.
So I didn't know that song.
I'm gonna file that one away.
I won't say on air what my guess was going to be. It was not going to be good. I'll say a lot of things on air. I sung Summer Lovin' on air. I will never say what my guess for that song was going
to be. Okay, well, I can't wait to find out. If you see Elliot in person, ask him what that song was going to be. 215-592-9494. Enough of Elliot's horrible music knowledge. Let's get to as many calls as we can. So we get a music. Let's go to Collingswood and talk to Charles. What up, Charles?
Yo, how are you guys doing?
What up, Charles? How you doing?
Man, I love that last song you played, Stand By Me. That was excellent.
Good work.
Nicely done.
That was good. Was that it? Charles?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up. I thought I heard a hang up.
One
I was
for
like,
one.
Wow,
yeah.
Dang, wow. It's like the Costanza, right? All right, I'm out. Anyway, what's on your mind, Charles?
So, Sabotage, man. I started an internship at MTV in 1994.
Wow.
I went to the 94 VMAs, where I believe they played that song, and I was up in the balcony when they tore into it, and when they did that scream, I turned around, and I heard a bustle of people, and it was like Madonna walking by with her entourage.
Wow. That's wild.
And we locked eyes, man. It was crazy, crazy times, man.
I love that we locked eyes. Yeah. I love that.
I feel like Madonna's got to be, like, top 10 coolest people to say that you, like, have a story with.
Up there.
You know, I'm like, she's pretty popular.
But, yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
She was all right back in the day. But my friend had the fortune of going on a music video shoot with Spike Jonze of Sabotage.
Wow.
And she told me before it was released, she was like, yeah, man, I just spent the day with them. We were running around, jumping over cars. Everything was so fucking, so freaking cool.
Dump that.
And,
dump it. Okay.
You know,
keep
I'm
going,
sorry.
No worries. No worries. It happens, buddy.
But, yeah, it was a good time to be alive, and I hope Elliot can start listening to more music.
Charles, great call, and I'm with you. Listen to more. That's how you know these things. That's how you learn these things.
I don't know what to say.
It's
the same thing with movies. Like, I don't like going back and watching old movies. I don't like going back and listening to old music. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's a good quality of mine. But
so wouldn't you want to?
We only have so much time on this earth.
I
don't want to.
You know, you can change. You can adjust. You can become better.
I don't want to change.
Why though?
Because I like listening to the same music. I like rewatching the same shows.
All right.
Wait. You like rewatching and re-listening to current stuff, but you won't try one time with old stuff.
I hear enough old stuff on these bringbacks for the commercials.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Burlington County and talk to Dave. I'd rather talk to Dave than Elliot, that's for sure. What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What up, Dave?
Making it, buddy.
So first off, ESP, I mean, your gaps in pop culture, knowledge never disappoint.
Yeah, well, they disappoint. They never cease to amaze. They disappoint.
Well, it's some kind of, like, divine, like, torture or whatever that James, who, like, prides himself on old movies and old music, works with me and Joe DeCamera the most.
Yeah, and again, old in Elliot's mind is like the 90s, all right? We're not talking like the 50s.
Well, the
or 90s something.
Was like 30 years
yes,
ago.
Yes.
I mean, that's not, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, anyway. I don't know. I think it's entertaining. I think it's a good bit at this point, so you
yeah.
might as well.
So, trust
you know,
me. Yeah.
You might as well just keep it up.
Yeah. I don't think we have any choice.
Yeah,
Dave.
Trust me.
It's going to keep
up.
I was calling because I was at the game last night, and it was really encouraging for the team starters. Obviously, we need to see more, but it was a good first step. And I'm actually calling about one play specifically. I don't know if you guys touched on this earlier, but I was actually really glad that they called that penalty on Jalen Hurts' rushing TD.
Yeah.
We need to see more development from him as a passer. Like, I had no interest in watching him run in a touchdown in the preseason.
I was actually, it's funny because I it was as disappointed as I will be with an Eagles touchdown just because I wanted to see him throw it. I wanted to see him. You're right. Like, I will never complain. He took the smart play, but I definitely was like, oh, I want to see him throw it in there.
Dave, I'll throw this at you. And then James, if you want, you can answer. But
thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Dave, do you think he looks quicker this year?
It's hard to say because, you know, I think recency bias, you know, we were watching him at the end of the year with, you know, with his ankle injury or whatever he had going on. So, you know, I'd have to go back and watch games, you know, week one, week two last year as opposed to week, you know, 16, 17.
I think he does look quicker. Like, he's always been a very efficient runner. He's always been very good at it. I feel like now he has a little bit more of, like, when he starts to go, you can see the speed right away. Ooh. I feel like he used to take, you know, a stride or two to get going. I think he does look quicker.
I'm going to look for that. Now that you said that, ESP, I'm gonna keep my eye on it.
All right, report back.
Dave, great call, man. Call again more often. I definitely knew your stuff. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's squeeze one more in. Let's go to Virginia and talk to Cruz. What up, Cruz?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I was just calling because I think last night kind of, like, reified that I think that the team is going to be a whole lot better this year. I was just predicting 12-5, but now I'm thinking, like, 13-4, 14-3. I could truly see it. I don't know, but that first-team offense, first-team defense, even the second-team, the rotation of that defensive line is looking real scary.
Yeah, so I think
compared to what we did for last year.
It's a good point.
Yeah, so I think they need a few things to happen for them to reach the 13-14 wins. And I think that the fact all of us can sit here and say there's a chance speaks to how good
how much better the roster is than it was.
So they need the schedule to be as bad as everyone thinks it
is. Which it looks like it could be. Things change.
And they need to pass it better. But if those two things happen.
And rush the passer, to Cruz's point. Yes, like, that would be the third I would throw in there. Defense, because I think that makes everything else go
defensively. Agreed. But if those three things happen, like, yeah, they could absolutely win 14 games.
And with that call, and also with that call being called back for the running touchdown, that justice also shows that, man, Jalen is going to be scary in the red zone. Yeah, you got A.J. Brown, like, you like Zach Pascal, he's in the red zone too. Big Dallas Goedert, I think we're going to be a pretty well-rounded team when it comes down to scoring. I don't know about how it is. Like you said, you saw problems in training camp with the driving down the field. But look, I know it's vanilla offense, vanilla defense, but they made it look effortless.
Cruz, great call, and yeah, I'm with you. And again, like, I do think that we get not carried away because him becoming a better passer is paramount to him being what we want him to be. But I do think we forget how dynamic he can be in a game with the legs and what. And Jonathan Gannon talked about it when he was on with Angelo and all that stuff. Where it kind of we forget just how hard he can be to stop when everything's kind of working.
Yeah, so I do think that. The Eagles' offense being at their best when it's off-schedule plays is not good, but a lot of plays in the NFL end up being off-schedule.
It's good to be able to be good at that, too, is the point.
And it's funny, with him playing well last night, a lot of people were tweeting me, being like, oh, Elliot, you were saying he was struggling in camp. What are you going to say now? And it's like, I'm going to say that he played really well. I don't know. What do you mean? Like him playing well last night doesn't mean he was being awesome in camp. It means he played well last night. So,
all right. This has been a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who called in. We heard from our people. We love it. Literally could not do the show without the callers. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to Moshe Kravitz back in the studio. Did a great job, except for two returns.
Mostly.
Otherwise, a fantastic job as usual. Dave Breitmeyer, awesome job on site. We will be back this week with pods. Check it out.
I'll be in Cleveland.
I was just about to say, you will be in Cleveland.
I will be in Cleveland.
You will hear a pod from Cleveland. We'll be giving you the
speaking of old
inside
music.
Scoop of the joints. Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to the Rock and Roll Hall. That would be a great bit.
You
that
should
would be
learn
if
something.
I walked around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's that? Who's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who's this
who's
guy?
That?
What's that instrument? Yeah.
I love it. All right. So, again, thank you everyone called in, the producers. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week and, of course, during the week with the pods. Coming up next, Robbie, the great Rob Ellis, is up, I'm sure, talking Birds, Phillies, and a whole lot more. So keep it here for that. It's Elliot, it's James from Beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And let me remind you one more time that the Bet Parks app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. And it's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. The Bet Parks Sportsbook app has you covered for football season. You can bet on pro football futures, bet on how many games the Birds are going to win this year, whether the Birds are going to make the playoffs. You can bet on who's going to lead the league in passing and rushing yards. You can bet on who's going to be the Pro Football League champion. Based on a $100 moneyline wager, Buffalo pays out $600, Tampa Bay $750, Green Bay pays $1,000, and our Birds pay $3,000 on a $100 moneyline wager if they win it all. Bet Parks is also an official betting partner of the PGA Tour, plus live in-game betting lets you bet on the action as it happens. Join us right now and bet on all your favorite sports and play your favorite casino games for real money. Download the app on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit, sportsbook, and casino, all in one amazing app.